Greetings. This is Brother Steve Fisher again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We want to continue on our inspiration from the book of Nehemiah. We are going to be reading from chapter 6 this time. I want to encourage you to take great inspiration and courage from this chapter, how Nehemiah, against the odds, built the walls of Jerusalem right in the midst of the enemies, and how he was not moved by any kind of tactic that the enemy would throw at him. So we will start reading in verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Here is the first tactic that the enemy used in this chapter, and we will see as we read on, there's two more times that he will try different things to distract Nehemiah from the work. And here he is pretending to want to meet with him, but at the same time wanting to probably kill him. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Nehemiah was, the enemy here was very persistent with their deception there, and yet Nehemiah stuck to the plan. He did not for 1 minute sway to the enemy's deception. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen and Geshmuseth it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest a wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us counsel together. Again, he's asking for a time of counsel together, but he's using this false report that there is, saying that it's reported among the heathen that he is a rebel and he's going to rebel against the king. Which would have been great cause for concern if that were actually the case and the king would have heard such a thing. But Nehemiah did not believe it. Verse 8, he says, Then I sent unto them, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deleiah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee, and who is there that belong, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he had pronounced his prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their words, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. Here it seems like even some of Nehemiah's own people were either truly afraid for Nehemiah's life, or possibly maybe some of them later on we will see how maybe some of them may have even been in a league with Tobiah and Sanballat. But anyway, they are at least pretending to be afraid for Nehemiah's life and asking him to go into the temple to protect himself lest they come and slay him by night. But Nehemiah was no coward. He was not about to be moved by their threats or their warnings or whatever. He knew that the work depended on him not being afraid, but being strong, and also seeing that the Lord had worked through him so far. I'd like to, at this point, just read a few verses in 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 16. And we see here a few verses concerning love and fear, how they do not coincide with each other. They cannot be together. It says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Then he says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And so we see here how love is not necessarily the opposite of fear, but it casts out fear. In the same way, Jesus Christ, being our example of just such a love, you know, Jesus Christ should have been very afraid to come down to this earth, knowing what would happen to him, knowing that he would expose himself to sinful man and put himself in danger and allow them to crucify him. But his perfect love cast out that fear that he would have or should have had, and therefore he had no fear because he had perfect love. And even so, we, as we move forward in our Christian life, we can conquer fear by that perfect love. When we have perfect love for others, the fear will go away. And we need not fear, for God is with us, and we can trust that whatever comes into our lives has passed through God's hand first. So we will continue here. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all the enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. There seemed like they continued their threats, but another interesting verse there is verse 16. How the enemy, it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and of the heathen, they were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. And we see how the testimony of God went out as they saw how God had protected these people and God had helped them to build this wall. And because they were not afraid, but they moved ahead and they trusted God, there was a powerful testimony of God's goodness and his power went forth among the heathen there. And so even us, let us be that testimony of godliness in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, and wherever we go, that we fight valiantly. We built the walls around our families, our churches, and that the testimony of God could go forth to the heathen, to the nations out there, and where there could be a safe place for those who are seeking, and and looking for truth and for righteousness, and that the name of God could be glorified. God bless you, and we will continue tomorrow.